Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back to the broadcast. Thanks for joining us. Hour number two of the Resurrect the Republic broadcast on the RBN Network. That was an excellent presentation by Tom LaGuevara on the 14th Amendment. My hat's off to Tom. He's broadcasting basically from within the witch's prison camp. And so I think he's doing a great job, and it cannot be easy. And they pulled that off like a champ. It was awesome and good, great information. I find it very interesting. Now, this goes, you know, I'm a kind of a historian, and I noticed that going through my Roman history here, I'm making my way over to the proper book right here so I can just read it right out of the Latin dictionary. And there's some Roman history in here, and it says, listeners will be interested in this, especially our new listeners. Some of our older listeners may remember I've mentioned this before. Roman life and culture. Oh boy, what a sordid history. Pompeii. So let's do this. Okay, I think it starts here. Rome started in about 750 BC, roughly. Romulus was the first king. We'll break it all down later, but I want to stay on my point here on how this relates to the 14th Amendment. Check this out here. Where is it? I believe it was in the year. Oh, boy. Am I missing the page here? Bear with me one second, folks. I think if I'm not missing the page here, I want to get the exact year, but I'm pretty sure it was in the year 212 AD. All citizens, it's very interesting because it says right here in the Roman cult, in the Roman dictionary, in the Latin dictionary under Roman history, in the year 212 AD, all free men of the empire became citizens. So what the heck happened? How can a free man, if you're transitioning from freedom to something else, this is not freedom. That it tells you right there that it's the opposite, the antithesis of freedom. All free men of the empire became citizens. That's exactly what happened in, here it is. Where with Partha, Septimius Severus, deterioration under Caracalla. 212 AD, all free men of the empire became citizens. After that, right after that, the empire was divided into 12 dioceses. Now, very similar to the FEMA regions we have now, and to the new structure of the state of Connecticut, which no longer has counties, it has regions, like FEMA regions. I forget what they call it now, but they've changed it into it's either 10 or 12, and very similar to the FEMA regions. And right after all free men of the empire became citizens, they divide. And to note the word dioceses. That's what you have today, and that's what the vicar generals run. In your diocese is a vicar general, and the diocese is kind of the to put it very simply, it's the Roman word for your county or your area that you live under, and you do live under these Roman rule still to this day. But very interesting that the 14th Amendment, that's a Roman thing. It goes all the way back to Rome in the year 212 when all free men of the empire became citizens with a stroke of the pen. They put everybody in the citizenship. Now you're a good citizen. You're on the team. You've just been drafted. You're a conscript in our military. Welcome to the Witches Admiralty Court. I didn't enlist in anybody's military, so you know that's not for free men. I went back to let's reverse citizenship and go back to being just free men. Period. So citizenship is absolutely a state of subjectness. A state of subservience, where you are say more or less a corporate slave. It's a nice way of calling you a slave. I'm sure the Freemasons and the globalists of the time, the progressives, whatever you want to label them, the early Bolsheviks and Trotskyites that took over, both hemispheres. And they're running around now trying to set up fiefdoms wherever they can and call it all kinds of different stuff. But they've been around since the days of Rome, when all free men of the empire became citizens. just like here under the 14th Amendment, all free men and women of the United States of America became citizens of the United States Corporation. Oh, boy. All of a sudden, the United States incorporates itself under the Organic Act. A couple of very important court cases, many of them under the Harlan Court. He's there, seen there, doing the hidden hand of the Freemasons in his official portrait. Just check it out, John Harlan, H-A-R-L-A-N. He was integral in all this, putting all this forward, especially in the court cases that followed the quote-unquote enacting of the 14th Amendment. You know, it took court cases after that, running through the witches' Supreme Court to verify and solidify and codify these unlawful acts of placing us free men into a state of citizen subservience. Chris, any thoughts on the 14th Amendment? And then we're going to get to Gary.
Well, you know, I was really just amazed at the delivery that Bruce, I guess it was Bruce that did that, repartee, that presentment of the facts in the 14th Amendment that exposed its abject nullity because it was only signed by Seward and only deemed passed. It wasn't actually passed in any lawful manner whatsoever. So it's just been a big ruse to confuse, a big lie on the American public to enslave everybody under their delusions of this 14th Amendment, this small C federal citizenship.
Exactly. Good point. Yeah, it was a good presentation. Excellent. Gary, how are you tonight? Are you with us, Gary, in Michigan?
Gary, the cold one from Michigan is here, and he's thawing out.
Yeah, it's cold up in the
Northeast. I sure appreciated the opening part of this and how wonderful it is to hear the truth. When this first kind of started was when the House of Israel decided they did not want the king, our father, Yodivahi. This is when it started for us, okay? Because at that time, every nation that was mentioned in Scripture and even in history had a king. And they clamored, the Israelites clamored for a king. They wanted to be like everybody else. No rhyme, no reason to it whatsoever. The only true freedom that one can ever establish is underneath our Father as the King Yodivahi. This is the only true freedom there is to the thing in His laws. His laws give total freedom as we look at them and we study them. And as we look to the end time, He will now come in the future as the King of Kings. There will be no other king ever over Israel again. This is His promise to us. So we may not have any freedoms right now. I doubt from the first day that George Washington took this office, being a full 33-degree Mason, that there was any free men at all in this country. I think it had all, and it's all, it didn't, we don't have a king we need, bow our knee to, but when we hear of these so-called men of wealth and stature, Soros and even Trump, people of that sources, they are our kings. They take an oath of office to the corporation, but they act like a king. Okay, they want us to be subservient to them, and I have a feeling that I just was wondering. I want to understand, ask a couple of questions, if I may. Eric, may I do that?
Absolutely, Gary. You take your time. Sure thing. Go ahead, Gary.
I had a question last night, but it was so involved that I just didn't bother. But the question I had last night, and maybe Chris and you and whoever else is around, on our Bible study last Saturday, we also have a think tank process that people sometimes stay to participate in. And the question I have that's been brought up, what happens in the, this goes to the Bundy case, which this has been a lot about this call. What happens if the so-called CEO of this corporation, Trump, would all of a sudden decide to have a real clear, a heart of gold and pardon every one of the people that are involved in this Bundy case? So then the court would not look bad at all, and all the things that have come out will kind of just disappear. That's my first question. Maybe somebody could help answer that. I'll yield.
I wish he would. I've been waiting for him to do that since Tom Lacovara got scooped up, since he took over, and Tom and the Bundys. I mean, since the day he took office, it's the first thing he should have done. It said, go get me a case of pencils or pens, and just wear them out one after another. Hammonds, go, release. The Amish farmer who's in there because he was selling a homemade ointment that said healing on it, and he's in prison from the FDA Nazis and the BLM Nazis with the Bundys. Okay, sorry, I'm using the word Nazi too much. I know people have an issue with that. But, you know, the government goons, whatever you want to label them as, the out-of-control terrorists in the government. And we could go on and on down the list, the Tom Lacovara and Bundys and Pete Santilli and the Amish farmer and the woman, you know, who got her sent to jail for not vaccinating her 12-year-old son. And we could go on and on and on. I'm waiting for him to, and the only person he pardons is Sheriff Arpaio, who's, want to know why? Because Sheriff Arpaio was a good little federal agent in local sheriff drag. And admitted it in an interview. I mean, I heard him say it. He bragged about going down to Mexico and working with the DEA and working with the feds. Yeah, baby, work with them feds. Thanks, man. Cool. Right, more feds. More sheriffs working with more feds. Boy, that's what we need. Boy, it's what got us in trouble in the first place. It's what led to the disaster at the Bundys and the Malheur and everywhere else is a gutless coward in the sheriff drag. So anyway, I'm waiting for him to start freeing the patriots. The patriot persecution only got ramped up when he took over office. Nothing changed. They knew they were going to have a guy in there who's basically going to toe the line. They'll put a little bit of a patriot tweak on things. They'll tune it up, fine tune it a little bit to make it look like a libertarian patriot president or, you know, someone who's going to restore the republic. We're not even going close. We're still having our currency printed by foreign bankers. We still got all the three-letter agencies up and running. He's still corporatizing everything. He's got Betsy DeVos, the head of NeuroCorps in the Department of Education. He's got Eric Prince coming in with his private spy network. He's doing in public saying that he's proposing these to the administration. Tillerson, the big oil man, 6 Goldman Sachs operatives. I mean, it's the Goldman Trump administration. There's a corporate whore behind every door, and it's disgusting. I'm waiting to see. You know, this was not even anything close to what we made it have with, like, a, you know, Ron Paul. And I know Ron Paul was a little milquetoast and off on a lot of stuff, but he was the closest. At least he was authentic. You know, he wasn't afraid to talk about the private bankers of the Federal Reserve. He wasn't afraid to say, "Let's shut the military bases down and rein in the military industrial complex." Heck, it's getting bigger. It's getting huger. It's massive. And all the international arms suppliers are all doing business with each other. It's like an open secret. And we're not getting anywhere. The only thing we're running toward is a global new world order with America at the steering wheel instead of, you know, China or something like that. That's kind of what they're jockeying for right now. It's still going to be the new world order. Tillerson said it. I don't hear. When was the last time Donald Trump used the word Constitution? I haven't. Or how about even something? I mean, boy, heaven forbid he used the word common law. Was that like an evil four-letter word or something? You can't say that. But even I'll just even take the word Constitution coming out of his lips. I don't think I've ever heard it. And I've heard him speak a lot. I don't think he's ever said the word once. He could care less about a constitutional republic. He wants an America first, global, power, war horse. Kind of along the lines of the ancient Rome, what they were trying to build, and it never works. They overstretch yourself. You're going to run your people at home into poverty because all the taxation requires a giant police state and stealing everybody's property through a bar association and the legalized garbage that comes out of the Senate and all these other corrupt organizations. So, anyways, here's the long answer to your question, Gary. Chris, any thoughts on that? We still have Chris with us, Chris in Las Vegas. Chris, I was going to see if you had any comments on what Gary was talking about. Why isn't Trump, when's Trump going to start, giving amnesty and pardons, presidential pardons to these patriots? He should be making it, I'd be making a point out of it. I mean, it'd be great press. You want to talk about, good public relations, but even at the expense of good public relations, he's not going to serve the real needs of the people, which is complete freedom and reducing the government to almost nothing. That's what he should be doing. He's making everything bigger. It's more programs for the vet. Oh, and it sounds good. We want more programs for the veterans, but it's still more programs. And more programs for the Department of Homeland Gestapo for victims assistance. And the more programs for this. And the Department of Education is getting $200 million. Oh, it's peanuts. We should get more. We're going to buy computers from his corporate buddies and give them to all the kids and say, now we can database you and plug you in as a good little corporate worker bee. And basically said that, and his daughter Ivanka is running the whole operation there. She comes forward in the signing at the Oval Office and said she's going to align. Sure, her mission is to align the needs of the corporate world with what is being taught in the classroom. Don't you love that? How's that for social engineering? You're gonna put all these, plug all the little children into the matrix. Beautiful. With a new computer at our expense. Boy, great, wonderful. And they're all there wearing the little matching Mao t-shirts in red. This is gross. So anyway, we got a break coming up in a minute. But Chris, are you with us? Any thoughts on what we were just talking about? Do we have Chris?
Well, I'm a little bit distracted tonight, Eric. I'm in the middle of trying to retrieve my things from my home. They tried to steal it from me. I was in federal witnessing in courtroom on Monday, and while I was witnessing there, the constables went and served a notice of distrainer and evicted everybody from the house. I wasn't even aware it was coming because, it was supposed to be in the first, but this was, I think, the 10th or the 11th. And I haven't even been able to get back to my home to get my private belongings out of there. I've had thousands and thousands of dollars worth of valuable, including nearly $100,000 worth of automobiles there. And these banker gangsters are trying to steal the darn house, and they aren't even parties to the thing. And they did a bunch of treacherous stuff, like they claimed they served me when I was up at the Lakes Crossing Center, so they obviously forged, lied, and perjured themselves, claiming that they had served me when they absolutely did not. And I'm trying to get things turned around, so it's got me. And of course, then my car went to crap on me today downtown. I had to tow it home. Just a cacophony of negative circumstances are descending on me like a tsunami, and much of it at the behest of the prosecution to cover up the criminality of this gangster-run town with their gangster-run commissioner board. And the police have turned into nothing but terrorists here and apparently are turning into privateers, looting, robbing, and pillaging at will. This is a very dangerous time for America. We're on the cusp of the Bolshevik Revolution, and it's a dangerous, dangerous place.
Yeah, it's real public servants, aren't they? And that's Las Vegas. It's as bad, if not worse, than New York, and that's quite a statement. That is ungodly what's going on out there. Gary? How about a prayer for all the patriots who are still incarcerated? If I'm not mistaken, Cliven Bundy is still refusing to walk out, even though the witch's court has allowed him to, you know, and I can understand his stance, which is, if you're not going to let me out, I mean, he's an innocent man. He's never hurt anybody in his life. He's standing on principle. He's a good patriotic American. We know the whole list of why he should be released. You know, if he's not going to go free, totally free, you know, he's figuring he's not going to go out at all. So I think he's choosing to stay in, and court is on hold for a little while until the 20th or something. They're resuming court just 3 days before Christmas Eve, I guess, and so that's lovely. Leave it to the witch's court, you know, and of course, all the congressional acts that are going through, let's not forget, they're about to pass basically everything that the Obama administration was all about is about to get run through this Congress right now. We'll see if the dictator-in-chief signs it or not. But you watch what comes down the pike over Christmas, folks. This is how they rammed through the Federal Reserve Act. You want to talk about big turns in history. They all happen right now. Watch what the Congress is doing. Watch what it's funding. Watch what it's passing. Watch what it's passing on immigration. Did you see what it just did with the gun? We have a caller. Okay, hang on. I just heard the first beep, so give me a minute here. I'll remember to get back to the caller right away. But I want to finish this thought here. To catch what they did on the gun bill, the House come forward with the reciprocity, which is, you know, every state's going to honor your permit from another state. So it's going to nationwide. It's like a driver's license. You can use it. It's valid in all 50 states. You know, if it's clean license, you know, you're good. You're good anywhere in the country, basically. And they were trying to get the same. You know, they figured, okay, well they figured, we won't ascribe any motives because we see how it turned out. But the whole thing comes in on reciprocity, which sounds good to the gun owner. Great, my permit's going to be good in all 50 states. I can carry anywhere. No more hassle and having to leave my gun home and stuff like that. Okay, great. Sounds good. Then they attach Six NICS, which is a databasing bill that puts everybody into, it's a nightmare. It's exactly what you don't want. It's basically gun registration, which is, you might as well just call it gun confiscation. And so guess what? They dumped the reciprocity part of the bill, and they're passing the Six NICS part, which was the horrifying nightmare, and basically, you know, right, Trojan horse. That's exactly over in history. Troy, the Trojan horse. You come in and looking good under something that the sheeple, you know, they're going to like, and then it's just simply a ruse, and it's a disguise for something insidious. So they got the worst part of the gun control nightmare through on the back of something that looked good originally. So once again, here we go. It's Christmas time. Merry Christmas, folks. You're about to get completely shafted and terrorized. It's a whole other level of government terror is going to be set up over you, a whole other series of levels of oppression and administrative regulations and taxations and it's going to happen at Christmas time when nobody's looking. People are distracted. They do this every year. Every year it comes down to this. They're going to fund all the garbage that Obama's administration put forward. Nothing's going to get repealed. You're just going to get a whole other, you know, a whole other level of globalist tyranny with the Republican flavor. Let's get to our caller. Who do we have, Mike? Daryl in Alabama. How are you, Daryl?
Hey, hi. Daryl in Alabama. Hi, Eric, Chris, Gary. It's a great show tonight. I really appreciate the 14th Amendment. You were speaking to Mr. Trump there, and it's just come to me that Trump is there to moderate the transition and implement the New World Order in the process of the UN law. I appreciate the complaints, but the Democrats were just found to be too much of a virulent strain, a virus, and it was provoking too strong an immune system reaction. Donald Trump is just a closer, like the rest of them, just to keep you distracted. I've tried to be patient with him, but it's pretty obvious now.
Yeah, many people have are kind of in that same boat, Daryl. We want to try to have hope that somebody's going to come along and it's going to be better than the other. Sure, you know, but it's, to me, it's like this. You know, you're going to get tyranny and globalization, you know, at warp 10 with the Democrats, and you're going to get it at warp 7 with the Republicans. It's going to happen, maybe not quite as quickly, maybe with a different flavor, but they're always going to ram something through that's going to get toward that globalist agenda. And it seems like they're all bought and paid for, or, you know, sold out, scared. They're sold out or scared. You know, I don't see many in the Congress trying to do the right thing. I know there's a small group there, you know, small caucus or whatever they call it. But, you know, maybe there's some hope there, but, yeah, you know, I don't think any of them are going to really promote fundamental restoration of the republic. It's going to be milk toast and throw the Patriots a few crumbs and a few bones.
I got a great question, not necessarily for you, but for the people at large, just to help them, you know, the 14th Amendment presentation by Tom's guest was brilliant, but it was a fire hose, and it is some very abstract concepts in there to the uninitiated. And, you know, I'd like to break this down for people slowly, and I do it by asking them questions, and I try to ask questions that provoke the opposite. And I'll give you an example, Eric. If you had or could choose between the Bill of Rights and Civil Rights, which one would you choose and why? You'll hear crickets.
Yeah.
Okay. It's crickets. Okay. They can't distinguish between them. They don't know what the rights are in jurisdiction between either one of them. They don't know how they've been conflated. And they don't know how to plead subject matter jurisdiction on any of it. So,
yeah.
Say, Daryl.
All you're proving when you ask the question, and you do it with love, okay, I mean as much as you can, or at least goodwill, to demonstrate their own ignorance. And until, it's like an alcoholic, until you admit you're drunk, you ain't going to get better. Until you admit you're ignorant, you ain't going to learn nothing. And...
Thanks, Daryl.
What?
I was just going to suggest that since it was a fire hose effect and you're astutely observed the correct nomenclature for it, it's important to remember that on republicbroadcastingnetwork.org on their archives, the current week is a free download and you can listen to them again, so you can download those and maybe listen to them a couple times for the listeners if they have interest.
Absolutely.
Good idea.
Brilliant suggestion, Chris. Yes.
Hold on 1 second, Daryl. We've got a quick break coming up. It's the bottom of the hour. Derek Streamer on the RBN Network.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Welcome back to the broadcast. Thanks for joining us on Resurrect the Republic. It's Eric sitting in during the second hour here. We had a great first hour presentation with Tom doing the 14th Amendment. Now we're taking, kind of breaking that down, opening up some points. Daryl in Alabama, let's go right back to Daryl because he seemed to want to break, you know, kind of dig in a little deeper to the 14th Amendment. Of course, I pointed out that it goes all the way back to the times of Rome when in the year 212 A.D., this is 212 A.D., this is 2,000 years ago, all free men of the empire became citizens. Boy, it seems they've been kicking around this idea of turning free people into citizen subject slaves for quite a while, eh?
Well, yeah, Eric. I mean, what they've been doing is refining it. And they use that by changing terms and definitions and reapplying it. It's a form of... what was formerly known as Babylonian law, Hammurabi law, and they just refined it under the codes of Justinian, transported it up to Europe and the statute staple, and brought it to America under the UCC, Uniform Commercial Code, and so it changes its name, but it always does the same thing. It subjugates And through obfuscation, the nature of reality through fictions. So, I mean, it's just more refined. So, Chris is extremely knowledgeable about this stuff, and on some of this I would absolutely defer to him. Having said that, I'm all about remedies, and at some point, we have to get past the injuries onto the remedies. And there are definitely things that people can do right now, and they don't have to call a legislator, and they don't have to email somebody. They have to take actions themselves, and these are lawful actions. These are learning how to use an affidavit. This is how to make a personal affidavit statement in law to the right person in the right way to get the right effect. And see, people don't know how to do this. And so, hence, they're waiting for somebody else to do something for them It's like waiting for your minister to help you, to save you, so you can, you know, to have a relationship with the Lord. Well, he can't do it. You have to. I think Gary knows where I'm coming from that with everybody else. So you have to apply the remedy. The only thing people are waiting on is himself, and they want change while they keep everything they got. But you gotta pick a choice. You gotta pick between Bill of Rights and civil rights, and it's really that simple.
Yeah. You know, the listeners to RB.
Yeah.
I was going to say my first instinct when you asked that question.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Eric. I'm sorry.
I just wanted to interject before you go on to your next thought there with Lavoie. You go ahead. You finish your thought, and then I'll respond.
Well, okay. Well, the point I was going to make, to pick that up, was that Lavoie Finicum, I think, had a good working understanding of this. This is why he had to be executed. He was the power of this. Ryan Bundy absolutely has a working understanding of this. It may be missing some of the specifics that could have been applied preceding to some of these other actions. Okay, but a brilliant man, and my hat, I tap my hat to him, and with all due respect and honor to Ryan and all the Bundys. But on a personal level, there's all these things that we can do, and these are actual things that I've actually done myself, and so I've chosen to be an American state national. Okay, I refuted the 14th Amendment citizenship, and I went back to being in the Republic. Okay, I have actually done this, and they don't bother me.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to.
But I can't live in the world. Yeah.
When you said Bill of Rights or civil rights, you know, for the listeners to RBN, you know, that's an easy one. It's the Bill of Rights. Civil rights are granted to you as a corporate citizen, subject, slave. And as opposed to unalienable rights that are given to you by the Creator. Those are your unalienable rights, right, Daryl?
Yeah.
So it comes down to natural rights versus God-given rights versus man. This is why they're trying to strike any reference to God from our society. They want to convince the young people, especially, that everything is granted by permission from your Lord and Savior in your local, state, and federal government. What do you think about that, Gary?
I agree there. What's interesting is the knowledge that has been coming forth on every area, the callers and everything. It just amazes me. I sit here at the age of 82, going to 83 in February, and it's such a learning process for me that I don't nod off anymore, because I'm afraid I'm going to miss something that's really critical for me to know in my family. So I really thank people like Daryl and people who call in to share also their knowledge. I would just like to just say one thing more about this. In my opinion, in our little think tank, if Trump would go ahead and annul the situation over there, give him whatever they do, he's just president of the corporation. He's not anything to do with the Constitution. And wouldn't that relieve the judge and the juries and the court of everything, and this record would all go away?
Well, I'm sorry, Chris. Go ahead.
This is Gary Dunn.
Chris? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Gary. Say that again.
We had a little think tank, maybe you heard, with our Bible study after, and whoever wants to stay, stays. We come around to the point of saying, you know, the president may just go ahead and give pardon all these people that are involved just so the court case would go away. You wouldn't have any jury announcements or nothing. It would just be hushed. Actually,
Gary, Chris and I had a conversation earlier today that we came to that same conclusion.
Isn't that interesting?
I've been waiting for him to do something like that for a year now. It's been a year since he's been in office. I mean, why wasn't this? I mean, what is he doing, letting these patriotic people, real patriots, languish around in prison? I mean, these people are really a lot closer to George Washington. I mean, they're making comparisons on other networks Donald Trump is like George Washington or better. And unfortunately, for the reality is that Donald Trump is the real patriots are languishing in the witch's prison, while President Fluffboy is out dating supermodels and flying around in gold-plated airplanes. So the real George Washingtons are out at Correction Concentration Camps of America, CCA. But since the Goldman Trump administration has six Goldman Sachs executives who own 1.7 million shares of the private prison facility that the Bundys are in, it wouldn't make much business sense for them to be pardoning people who are making them a whole bunch of money by being incarcerated in the private prisons that they own.
Yeah, well, I mean, Tom LaCavera and the Bundys, they are the primary examples of the rudeness of this judicial system. Having said that, though, the prison industrial complex is responsible for thousands, if maybe even tens of thousands, of quasi-political prisoners and at least debt courts. And so we, we're
about worldwide
serious trouble. Like, it's actually it's so systemic that whenever you hear people in Canada are experiencing the same problems. By the way, any place that these governments are operated by IMF money under the UN sanctions of. Under the cloak of federalism, this is what is being perpetrated. So this monolithic thing called federalism, and if we go back to the first hour, and this gentleman was asking his opponents in that race, we'll prove me wrong. I would just look at these people and ask them to define what one simple word means. Tell me what federalism is. Just one word. Tell me what it is. Crickets. Hear anything?
Yeah.
Nobody can tell you. They can't tell you. I mean, we got people running for office and sitting in office, and they can't even tell you what it is that they're representing. Okay, I mean, it's really at this level of absurdity. You can't wait. You can't. Obviously, it's ridiculous. It contravenes logic to think that you could petition these people for recourse and remedy about something that they don't even know what it is. I mean, it's just absurd. You have to apply the remedies for yourself.
Well, if they were honest, they would admit that it's a private business that they're running in corporate drag. I mean, in government, it's a private corporation that they're disguising as a government and then running it at the point of the gun with the police, round them up or bring them into the witch's court. Let's go. So if they were obvious, they're not going to be, they don't want to talk about it because then they would have to be honest and admit that they're not a government. That they're working as and for a corporation, which has private shareholders and stakeholders, don't forget. And those mostly are the Rothschilds, and we know who they are. So, go ahead.
Well, if at that point the we's in the world, us's, we have to ask ourselves a couple of questions based upon what you just said. One of the questions is do we want to punish these people? Okay, well, that's one question. The other question is where's the door? Okay, what door? The door where I get out. Okay, because I tell you what, if you want to punish these people, you make them irrelevant. And the way you make them irrelevant is you extricate yourself out of their system. Okay, what makes them irrelevant? They don't get your money anymore. I mean, listen, if people were really, really wanting to get bare-fisted about this, they'd go on a tax strike. If they really, that's kind of radical, Daryl. Well, yeah, it is. But if you really felt that way, why don't you just go on a tax strike? All right? Don't pay them. That'll make them, that'll get their attention, won't it? Okay?
Sure will. Yep.
Yeah, you're right. So why don't people go on tax strike? Because they're afraid of them, because they're mugs and thugs. The inland pirates, they're working mercenaries, and they're working off your contracts that you sign. We'll get out of that system. See, the American people, United States citizens act contradictorily. They say they want change, but they want the benefits of the system they're in. You can't have it both ways. Double-minded man. He's confused about everything. James 1A. You can't be in their system. Okay. The reason they hold you to, they enforce your civil rights on you, whether you want them or not. And by the way, they get to change what those civil rights mean in progressive socialist jurisdiction of activist judges and positive law and legislation. So here again, you don't have any. The Supremacy Clause in the Constitution is a dead letter when you're a 14th Amendment citizen. That's what he was saying. If you live in that jurisdiction, that Constitution is a dead letter. It is of no effect. It doesn't apply to you. Okay? And so in order for that to apply to you, you have to show me the door. How do I get out of this? Right? Because there is. You can. You can get out of it. But then people don't want to hear that.
Right. They're always going to try to sink their meat hooks into you and hang on at some level. It's a little bit at a time. It's not getting overwhelmed. There's no magic, paper filing that you're going to walk in and say, ta-da. And I've seen people with beautiful paperwork, but it's still not going to, they're not going to let go of you. I mean, you're only out if the enemy decides to completely release you and stop doing battle with you. If it's still, the chains are still there, it's break a link here and a link there. And you get as much out of it as you can. I try to rely on as little technology as possible and still function as an activist because it's less to interference I can have. The old school, I mean, even the spies, they're not using much in the way of technology with emails and phones anymore. It's old school, passing a piece of paper or a hand signal or a message that's coded in a book or an article in the newspaper somewhere. They're the old school hard, the technology sucks, and becoming dependent on your technology can be very kind of dangerous. And what happens when it's not there or it's not functioning properly? And it's just an easier way for the enemy to pull the plug if you're too dependent on the technology. That's why I try to keep it simple. So anyway, excellent analysis from you, Daryl. Anything else tonight?
Well, I appreciate it. Well, I've talked too much, and I appreciate your patience. And I'll jump off here and listen to you because I don't want to hog the airway.
Oh no, you're good. You're fine. That was a great conversation, man. We like give you as guys like you who are have a good stuff to say. We give you as much time as you would like to take. So we appreciate you.
Right.
You've been with us tonight, Daryl. Excellent. Excellent call. Yeah, it's been a good broadcast. The 14th Amendment is the linchpin, and it's a very easy way to wake people up. I mean, here it is. Explain that you can do a lot of educating in a very simple, easy to understand fashion to some other sheeple. Right there, as a matter of relatively recent history, 1871, not that long ago. People might even remember it from their earlier days studying history when the schools actually taught history. And it's a great way to wake people up to their status of how do the witches court do what the evil that they do with a clear conscience? Well, they codified it and legalized it from the 14th Amendment forward. From that point, when they can justify in their own mind that we are citizens and not free men and free women, okay? Cause don't forget the transition in Rome was from free men to citizens. All free men of the empire became citizens in 212, and so moving forward from there, there it is. I mean, you can see that the citizen is a subject and a slave, correct?
Well, yeah. So Eric, I got a question for you. Since when do psychopaths have a conscience? I have another really simple thing that I like to ask people. These are very simple questions, one-liners that people can share with other people and think about themselves. Here's a statement for you. The only thing they can tax, whatever it is, being taxed, the only thing they can tax is what they own. So if they're taxing your income, which is actually your labor, they own a part of your labor. If they own part of your labor, what's that make you? Uh-oh.
There it
they
is.
Tax your property because they own your property. They tax your car because that's their car. Okay? This they can only tax what they own. And
right,
and
that's why they try to get you to consent. That's why they try to get us to consent by signing on the dotted line, registering everything. You know, letting the state hold the title to the car, letting the county hold the title to your house. People have gotten very comfortable with their slavery. It's very unfortunate.
Well, you're exactly right. You summed it up beautifully right there. They're way too comfortable with their slavery, and they will continue to be as long as it works for them. But that window is closing. That door. That experience of having American hegemony, and I would just want to remind people that what they're seeing happen all around the world at the hands of the American military, they're going to do it here with their FBI and their militarized police forces. It's coming. Fascism is coming to you soon.
Absolutely.
Under
On that happy note, Gerald, we're going to let you go. Check in with us later in the week. Thank you for the call. Let me comment on that. Daryl's exactly right. He sees what's coming, and it's very unfortunate. People have become willing, consenting subjects, and to a government and legal system that is the spitting image of ancient Rome. And our society unfortunately seems to be going the same way. So with that, I'd like to, we got a couple minutes left. I want to remind people to support the network, support the sponsors of this network, support our sponsor, Pruitt's Tree Resin. The stuff is awesome. I've used it now for a while and it really works. I used it on myself. I used it on one of my pets. It's amazing stuff. It's the world's best, cleanest tree resin, and it has multiple uses. Everything from bullet wounds to zits to pimples. Everything from bruises to scars, wrinkles. It's amazing stuff. It has fantastic healing properties. You cannot argue with the healing properties of tree resin. And so go to PruittsTreeResin.com and please support that company. And if you see the coupon code, type in Freedom Scream so they know you came from this broadcast, and it gives him a gauge of if he's getting any business from the advertising with this, you know, with the broadcast here. And this is a really awesome family-owned business. They're Christian people. They're very responsible, politically active. I've known them from in the political activist realm as well, and these are really good, awesome people, and they do great work both in their business and in their political activism and helping people through some of these corrupt court situations. I've seen them do work almost miracles and things other than the tree resin. So your money's well spent, and keep your money in the movement. Sponsor a good quality company. Everything's made in the USA with clean ingredients, and the stuff's really fantastic. It works great. So, and make sure you type in Freedom Scream where it says coupon code. And tomorrow night, I don't have the phone number in front of me. Let's see if I can pull it up. But tomorrow night, I'll give out the phone number for those of you who aren't online but would like to call. We'll see if I can pull up the phone number here. Take up our last minute. I think it's going to be tough. I'm going to run a risk of losing the call. So tomorrow night I'll give out the phone number for those of you who are not online You can call the company themselves and talk to Dave Pruitt or somebody else in the office there. And so, or go to pruittstreeresin.com or go to YouTube and type in Pruitt's Tree Resin. And apparently there's a video there that really spells it out, and it's, it shows the amazing qualities of and properties of ancient tree resin. That's pruittstreeresin.com. So, and Chris, any closing thoughts? Or Gary, do you have anything to say before we go? We only got a minute left. I hate to make it short, and I appreciate you guys being with me tonight here on the second hour of Resurrect the Republic. Gary, thanks for being with us tonight. How about a quick prayer from Gary for all the Patriots like Clive and Bundy who are still sitting in the witch's prison? Can you do it in a minute, Gary?
Our Father, Yodivahi, we come to you thanking you for the blessings that you give us. And Father, as we look into this evil system we have and the evil that has been done to our fellow Patriots, the Bundys especially, and Tom Lochtevar also at the halfway house, and thousands of other Patriots who have stood up for their rights that were given to us underneath the Constitution of the United States of America. And Father, we pray as we go forward in this that God would give them relief, give them strength, and get them all released, and the doors of the prisons will open up, because someday you will come and the prison doors will swing wide open, no matter what kind of a military they have or what kind of a situation they can set up. You will open the doors of these prisons and let these people out. We ask that you hear our prayer, and we ask this in Yodi Bahi's name. So be it.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Gary. Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Mike on the board, Mike the Miracle Worker. Thank you, Mike Herzog. Thank you, John Statmiller. Thank you, Tom Lochtevara. Thank you, Clive and Bundy, and all the crew out there who's standing on principle. And God watch over everybody with his sword and shield. Protect us from the evil witch's court and their Nazi enforcement henchmen and henchwomen. We'll be back tomorrow night on Resurrect the Republic. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer. Thanks for joining us. Don't forget to check out PruittsTreeResin.com.